As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And the sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a Show Me Showdown. We got breakfast on the table all across America, coffee brewing on the stove, and there's a revolution in the air. Be a part of it. And welcome to our Thursday, November the 12th, 2009, two-hour broadcast to become vocal local. We come to you Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts. I've got good news for you, certainly. Hard facts, lots of that. We might even talk about solutions today. But especially when our returning guest, independent researcher Vicki Davis, comes along, we really don't know where we're going to go. We got lots of stuff on the plate for you. If you can't remember the last time you experienced a pursuit of happiness and or had frogs in your throat, then you're in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom remains popular, and it is certainly the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game, and to be a part of today's broadcast, you can pick up the phone, call throughout the broadcast for those with unlimited long-distance access. Or in the Austin, Texas area, you may also call in at 512-904-8014. And, of course, our regular call-in number is 866-841-1065. Your calls are always welcome. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email at bvlhost@centurytel.net. Again, that's BVL, like become vocal local, at centurytel.net. And for those without internet access listening by any of our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you too could be a part of it. Send your letters to me at William Roberts Post Office, Box 96, Exeter, Mo, 65647. That's Box 96, Exeter, Missouri, 65647. Big shout out this morning to Liberty Radio, Owensville, Missouri, Micro 1650 AM, Buffalo, New York, and 94.3 Elgin, Texas. Thank you, gentlemen, for broadcasting. Become vocal local to your local listening audiences. Our listener call-in number remains throughout the broadcast, and the numbers are posted on the website. It's 866-841-1065, and of course, your calls are welcome. Gold touches $1,124 in Asian trading overnight. Precious metals and currencies, however, have reversed their trend in a sea of red ink on a rise in the U.S. dollar. We'll talk about that in the market report. War in the context of everything else revisited. September the 11th, we might take a look one more time at that with our returning guest, Vicki Davis. Of course, we'll take your calls and much, much more. Let's go into the market report for Thursday, November the 12th, 2009. Active trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time. We find gold trading off $3.20 at $1,113.60 an ounce. Not bad no matter how you cut it. Silver loses 12 cents, still trading at $17.45 an ounce. Platinum up off a buck at $13.63. Palladium moves up $9 in early trading at $351 an ounce. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market this morning, $1,110.80 for a low, $1,124 for a high. At $1,113.60, your gold is up $404.10 year to year for a 56.96% return on your investment. The boys in London this morning set the gold at $1,116. We'll see where it trades out today. In the Dow Jones Industrial Average, yesterday up 44, closed out at 10,291. The NASDAQ was up 16 at 2167. The S&P was up 6 at 1099. Crude oil this morning losing 72 cents a barrel, trades at $76.50 a barrel. They're talking about $85 oil by the end of the year, so we'll watch for that. The USDX moves up 27 basis points. Probably took everything, including a long bar, to get it to go there, but they did it. 75.35 in the USDX, which affects all of the foreign exchange rates. We'll cover that and much more on the other side of this break. Stay with us. We'll be back in 3 minutes.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower, and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. Enginebrain.com. Enginebrain.com.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Thursday, November the 12th, 2009, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come to you live Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network. Just getting started in hour number one of today's two-hour broadcast. My name again is William Roberts. I'm joined once again by our returning guest, independent researcher Vicki Davis. Before I bring up Vicki, let's finish out this market report for today so we can get an understanding of what happened overnight and what's happening this morning in the marketplace. It's all so very important for us to get our minds wrapped around this bigger picture. Again, in New York City, as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time, we find gold trading off $3.20. at $1,113.60, which you can find a lot of ink on that on Bloomberg and the other sites this morning. It did run up and touch 1,124 briefly. Then it turned almost immediately around and started plunging back down into the $1,110 range. So there's a lot of action going on. Everybody seems to be looking at gold these days. Many voices out there, prognosticators and reporters, talking about it that never have before. So let's be aware of that. Going back down and finishing it out, we see the U.S. dollar index is part of this changing price system. We're going to talk about that in a moment when we go over to Asia and join this Asian Pacific Economic Commission or Council or whatever they call this thing. It's a forum and it's happening. It's happening right now. We've talked about it in the past, but let's go on and finish this out. The USDX again up 27 basis points at 75.35. And in the Forex, in the foreign exchange rates, our little basket of currencies here for the North American Security and Prosperity Partnership, as we say, the Canadian dollar loses a little bit, trades at 95 cents. It's off 55 basis points. The Mexican peso staying real flat and stable right at 8 cents. The euro down below $1.50 again at $1.49 U.S. The British pound off 12 basis points, trades at $1.66. The Swiss franc loses a little bit, goes down 35 basis points and falls back at the 99-cent range. But it's no small potatoes that the Swiss franc is at parity with the U.S. dollar. The bond yields today, the two-year bond is yielding 0.83%. We're having a major sale today in the 10 years, I think, billions of bonds being sold, treasuries. 10-year is at 3.47%. The 30-year is running 4.40%. In the mortgage market, it continues to move up. They're withdrawing the credit. It was 4.59% a month ago, according to the records. It's now 4.63%. The 30-year mortgage moves up from 4.97% a month ago to 5.07%. So we're starting to see a tightening of the credit, a redistribution of wealth, if you will, through spread through these foreign exchange rates. There's a lot of manipulation in the market. We need to be aware of that. And, of course, the master blasters are in Singapore. And with that, good morning, Vicki.
Good morning, Will. Yeah, it seems to me like that what's happening is that the mainstream media is finally starting to give hints and clues as to, you know, the demise, what I think is the demise of our country's economic situation in the move towards a communist collectivist system.
Yeah, and it's a global system, and it's multinational or transnational, folks. It's not something that you can just say, oh, this is the United States, you know, let's end the Fed. We got a lot bigger fish to fry, and I'm sure you'll agree with me on that, Vicki. This morning we see the jobless claims come out again. Initial unemployment claims fell by 12,000 to 502,000 in the week ending November the 7th, which they claim is the lowest level since January. The continuing claims figures that they published this morning don't include the number of Americans receiving extended benefits under federal programs, but the number of people out there who have used up their traditional benefits and are now collecting extended benefits, they fell by about 6,000 to 4.04 million people. We're talking about somewhere in the neighborhood of 7 million people, perhaps even higher than that. That are out of work in this country, maybe as much as 9 million. It's hard to really get a clear number on this, but we're not talking small potatoes here, folks. This is all real stuff. There are a lot of people sitting around the couch this morning, no job to go to, no food in the refrigerator, no money in their bank accounts, and they're in trouble. So let's go into this AIPAC. Yesterday, Vicki, I shared an article that I got off of China Daily, which I sent to you, in regards to this convention that they're having. I'll just give you a little bit off of Bloomberg, just an opening article. This is this morning's report. Asia-Pacific finance ministers praised China's part in reviving global economic growth and dodged a discussion on whether the yuan's weakness is damaging its neighbor's export. China has, quote, played a major role in helping contribute to recovery, U.S. Treasury Secretary Timmy Geithner said after meeting with his counterparts in Singapore today. This is new news, November the 12th. The broad thrust of reforms this government laid out provided a very promising basis for helping underpin a more solid foundation for growth. Well, it's a long article, folks. You can find it on Bloomberg, and I'll come back to it again, but let's just pick that up, and maybe you could refresh the audience's memory of where we came into this when you discovered this AIPAC and started checking it out, and then we can bring it into the new news.
On the Become Vocal Local page on my website, during the week of October 20th, that's where I have all of the links on the Boger goals. And the Boger goals basically had to do with mapping of the world. What is it? Cadastral systems?
Yes.
Yeah. And basically, that is for the design of the transportation system, the global transportation system, the mapping of the resources, utilization of resources. What I would say that it is, just being a very straightforward way, is that it's the mapping system for global central planning.
You're absolutely right. You can't do it without it, folks. It's just not possible. And as we've been studying in this Economics 101 series that we've been touching on the Monday, Wednesday, and Friday broadcasts, it becomes very important to be able to understand all of the idea behind the economic view of history, bringing in the sociologists into that, demographics into that. All of these things play together, certainly. The resources, both the non-renewable and the renewable resources, where they are on the planet, how we can redistribute them. We've talked about Bucky Fuller, his idea. We came across another connection to that yesterday in the material I presented, where there's no problem with finding resources. That we can do. As technology continues to improve, we can gain greater and greater returns out of mining efforts. That's available. We can go back and rework the tailings from the previous mining efforts and reclaim even more. That's possible. But where we're really up against a wall is in how to distribute that out to the rest of the world so that we have this greater standard of living. So we'll pick it all up right there on the other side. I have a sound clip for you as well. We'll be back in 3 minutes.
Thirsty. You put the glass under the faucet, turn it on, nothing. No water in your tap, no water in the stores, no water for your children.
Millions of Americans go without water during hurricanes, droughts, and chemical spills. They're forced to wait for government deliveries of bottled water.
But now, you can produce pure drinking water from any source. Ocean water, contaminated well water.
The dirtiest, nastiest, smelliest water.
The secret is U.S. patent pending sea panels. Technology transfer from the University of Alabama. They use sunlight to distill clean water, one pure H2O molecule at a time. Impervious to bacteria, mold, and 100% solar powered.
Simple and affordable, they start at less than $100 and make up to a gallon per day of delicious water per panel.
The more sun you have, the more water you get. 205-246-6492.
Or visit cpanel.com, spelled SEAPanel.com.
cpanel.com.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
The Intel Strike Report.
And I just want to thank you for everything that you guys are doing to help people understand what's going on in this world.
You know what? You guys, thank you for what you do, and keep doing it.
And we've returned once again, and yesterday I shared with the audience, Vicki, in a little bit from a earlier economics book that I have, Everyday Problems in Economics, wherein we find this statements about toward the end of World War II, a fellow named Alvin H. Hansen was the professor of economics at Harvard University. He was a special advisor to the Federal Reserve Board. He prepared a statement for the National Resources Planning Board, and in that statement he had 6 points, six suggestions in the way of policies to be carried out after the close of the war so that we might not again sink into a depression. I won't read them all again. I'll just give you a back six, number six. International collaboration, he wrote, to pursue internal policies designed to promote active employment, to explore developmental projects in backward countries, and to implement ways and means to open outlets for foreign investments, promote world trade, and effective worldwide use of productive resources. And so we can see here, prior to the formation of the United Nations, while we're still embroiled in World War II, in an address to the Federal Reserve Board, we have the seeds being planted for precisely what we find in APEC, and also in the climate change bill, and so much more. This idea of effective worldwide use of productive resources, transnational, going across national boundaries, getting involved with the backward or the developing countries' resource base. All of this comes towards where you approach this from the IT side.
Right. And if you remember one of our earlier programs, we talked about 1947, well, about the use of the computer systems, the input-output tables of, it was either Isidore Lubin or Wassily Leontief. I think Isidore Lubin was probably the lead economist in that, worked for the State Department. But it was an economic analysis, basically, of Germany, and they used that information, the first automated kinds of systems, for determining where to bomb in Germany to cripple their economy. And I really think that over time, that's precisely what they've done to our economy, even though theoretically, the U.S. State Department, you know, they're supposedly Americans running it for the benefit of America, but according to what I see, my research, they aren't. They're like, you know, foreign infiltrators in our country.
And in a large case, dual citizens, too. And so let's not lose sight of that, folks. A lot of the people that are involved in our government today are dual citizen Israelis, these Ashkenazim kind. But Vicki's website, once again, let me put that out. Forgot to do that in the beginning. www.channelingreality.com, folks. Channelingreality.com. And on the homepage of Vicki's website, she's created a Become Vocal Local link. You click on that, it'll open up the material for today. And of course, we never get through all of what she posts there each day, but it'll give you some information that you can go to after the broadcast is over in your leisure time and look at these links and study them out a little bit better. But we're back to this idea of what is war in the context of everything else. Do you want to go there or do you want to continue with APEC?
Well, let's continue with this APEC for just a second because... it's so hard to know where to go to on this. But Yeah, let's do more in the context of everything else, because it's because we're talking about computer systems, and it's the computer systems that they've used to decide how to rebalance the growth in the economy, which means redistribution of wealth. And in order to get people to go along with that, they've basically played mind games with people, and especially since the 1990s, there's really been a war on the American people, because they're picking our pockets. You know, what they're doing is grand theft from the American people and our country, and they're redistributing it. And so in order to do that, they have been engaging in war in the context of everything else. And when we did the first programs were on what I wrote, you know, the research that I wrote, War in the Context of Everything Else, where I documented the history of how it came to be that we're in the position that we are today. Because as an analyst, it's not good enough for me to know what they're doing. I need to know how they did it, and who they did it, and what the steps were. And so that's what I've documented.
Okay, well, let's take a call here while we've got one. I hate to leave them hanging on the line there. Caller from the 612 area code. Good morning. Good morning, caller. 612.
I can barely hear him.
I can hear somebody back there. Caller, last chance. 612 area code. Speak up, please. Okay, we can't hear you. I'm going to have to hang up. Do to check your connections and call back in again. Okay, well, back to you then, Vicki. The idea of the who, what, when, where, and why, we brought that up just a little bit. And there's definitely been, you know, an assault on our economic system. There's no doubt about that. But as we listen to Gordon Brown and others, you know, Tony Blair, all of this in England, they're having the same problem over there. They're complaining about how the British pound is down at the level it is. Chancellor Merkel is not pleased with the relationship she has with the United States of America. I think they're tired of being an occupied country. Sarkozy from France, you know, he's not particularly pleased with the state of affairs right now either. I think what we really see is a global, the dichotomy is not the right word, but there's kind of a duel going on between the central bankers and government globally. And even over in APEC, Hu Jintao or who is this fellow that's the head of their financial system? Hu Jintao is one of their premiers or the president. The outcome of the discussion so far is that they're talking about looking at a recovery that's going to be slow and bumpy, and then we find the same kind of language immediately transferred over to the U.S. coming out of leaders here from the Federal Reserve banking system. So we've got some real interesting dynamics that are happening. But tying it back into this war in the context of everything else, let's just keep moving through this analysis that you've done here, because we really have a mind game that's being played on a global battlefield, if you will. But we have political games being played, and we have economic games being played. Not everybody at the top is on the same page.
Right. Well, and that's as you would expect, because this is a covert war. It's not overt. It's covert. And after you asked me the question, what did I mean by war in the context of everything else, I really wasn't satisfied with the answer that I gave you. And so I just wrote this simple little paper to explain what it is, what I meant. And so I'm just going to read it, because I said it better here than I could, you know, come up with it off the top of my head. But a war in the
context. Okay, hold it right there, and we'll pick it up right on the other side of this break with a better clarification of what do we mean when we say war in the context of everything else. Stay with us, folks. We'll be back in three. Callers, your calls are welcome. 866-841-1065.
History will always remember those with the strongest voice. You're listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network. Long live the revolution.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. EngineBrain.com. EngineBrain.com.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
You're thirsty. You put the glass under the faucet, turn it on, nothing. No water in your tap, no water in the stores, no water for your children.
Millions of Americans go without water during hurricanes, droughts, and chemical spills. They're forced to wait for government deliveries of bottled water.
But now, you can produce pure drinking water from any source. Ocean water, contaminated well water.
The dirtiest, nastiest, smelliest water.
The secret is U.S. patent-pending sea panels. Technology transfer from the University of Alabama. They use sunlight to distill clean water, one pure H2O molecule at a time. Impervious to bacteria and mold and 100% solar powered.
Simple and affordable, they start at less than $100 and make up to a gallon per day of delicious water per panel.
The more sun you have, the more water you get. 205-246-6492.
Or visit cpanel.com, spelled S-E-A-panel.com.
cpanel.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we do have another caller on the line, Vicki. So before we go into the reading of this paper, let's go to the caller, Banner Engineering. Caller, you're live. Good morning. Hello, caller. This is a 763 zip code or area code. Seems I'm not being able to hear the callers. Caller, you're live. Speak to us. We're going to have to let you go. Okay, Vicki, back to you then. It's too bad. Would have loved to hear what they had to say, but we're just not getting anything from our callers. I don't know why. Let me check my board and make sure I've got everybody in. I've got everything in. Everything should be fine. So maybe there's just something in the caller system. But let's go back in. You've written here, the other day I was a guest on the Vocal Local, Become Vocal Local radio program with William Roberts. He asked, what is war in the context of everything else? What's your response?
Silly me. I didn't have a good answer. The answer to the question is, war in the context of everything else can be described by simple labels and phrases propaganda, terrorism, psychological warfare, etc., all occurring in a civilian context. It's a secret war by stealth against civilians, women and children included. Officially, it's called low-intensity conflict, but none of the labels convey the complexity of this type of warfare. It's a coward's war with no honor. It's hit and run for the purpose of creating fear. It's a methodology for a minority to impose its will on a majority through terror. And that's essentially what's been happening. And as we've talked about, these computer systems, these systems are global systems. And as I've done this analysis, you know, it's impossible not to include thinking about the bombing of the train station over in Spain. There was one in Great Britain. There were bombings in the Philippines. Add that to the fact that when there was a tsunami over in Indonesia, our people from our government were over there saying, well, you know, if you'd only had a tsunami early warning system, if you had only been hooked up to this emergency management network, you know, we could have warned you. Because in the middle of the night when this tsunami was coming, we tried to call and there was not one person in Sri Lanka or Thailand that picked up the phone so that we could warn you that this tsunami was coming. And there were people over there that were all ready to start laying the fiber optic cable to get these people hooked up. So it doesn't matter whether it's a natural disaster or whether it's a created disaster. It presents the opportunity, quote unquote, to justify the implementation of one or the other of these global systems.
Yeah, the whole idea of hazard mitigation planning is one of the things that I've discussed at great length, and it certainly gives you a window into how this system is used. The idea that a nation state or a state or a city or a county, they have got to be involved in some kind of a disaster, and any disaster will work. Any kind of a natural or man-made or a terrorist opportunity will work to bring this system in. But they have to say, we can't do this by ourselves. You know, we're interdependent. We need your help. They have to give up. They have to capitulate. And then it starts to trigger this chain reaction where then it'll run all the way up to United Nations peacekeeping troops coming in and multi-jurisdictional task forces coming in to bail out their bacon. But absolutely, this idea of expanding this fiber optic system, expanding the internet into all places is job number one. And we find that even in this other document that you had in regards to the GIS. This is another document on the list of things, folks, that I found really interesting. It's a PDF file. If you're on dial-up connection, folks, it's going to take a while for it to load. I can assure you that. But it's a 57-pager. But in it, it starts out with information and communication technologies are developing at a breathtaking pace. They represent the foundation of the coming information society, which will establish completely new structures in economy and society. This process is chiefly characterized by the globalization of communication and of all activities linked to it. Now, let me just interrupt right there on that and go back to this 1951 Everyday Problems in Economics by Woods and Simons. And just listen to this sentence, folks. However, the author writes, in the course of time, all these empires have collapsed one by one, and every fallen empire has been replaced by a new political and economic order. In the world today, The outstanding types of political and economic systems are represented by the democratic capitalist system of the United States, the Russian Union of Soviet Socialist Republics, or Sovietism, and the moderate socialistic program of Labourite Britain. But in this sentence, and I've been asked before, you know, where do we find this new world order? I've found it all the way back into the 1500s and 1600s, but here in one sentence, this is a new political and economic order, this written in the 50s. So we can understand from that this new economic and political order is looking very strongly at this coming information society as the method by which to implement these long-held goals. And it says national frontiers are losing their significance, and we find that in the APEC meeting. We're becoming global players, and services and goods can be produced in any part of the world. At the same time, there's no aspect of human life and no group in society which is not affected by the new information networks and their potential growth for wealth creation, and prosperity. So this is a pretty potent paper that's 57 pages here that you can find on Vicki's website this morning on the Become Vocal Local link. Vicki?
Well, yeah, it's the information systems that will allow them to measure, monitor, track, and rebalance. You know, and I'm sure that what the guy was in that economics book that you were talking about, what he was talking about, no doubt, was the United Nations and the GATT, or the Bretton Woods, which was the agreement of I'm not sure which countries, because I don't know that much about GATT. But one of the things that I added to my timeline in the knowledge gap is that in 1994, same year as the Bogart goals, that was when the debate was held on the WTO. And I didn't realize this, but the WTO agreement was the replacement for GATT.
Well, World Trade Organization, the General Agreement on Tariffs and Treaties, is it? Something like that. All of these, NAFTA, the North American Free Trade Agreement, all of these various and sundries are parts of this democratic economic planning that was coming in the beginning of the last century. So this is the carry-on. This is how it gets implemented, folks. And when we talk about the older information, we use this as a foundation, as a springboard. If we can find out what Bernard Baruch had in his mind, if we can find out what Colonel Edward Mandel House had in his mind, if we can find out what the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers and the Jay Gould and the James Fisk, and look at where they were going, we can now see the momentum that they created is honest, like that tsunami that you talked about in Indonesia. These are things that have been planned out long in advance. This is the danger, if you will, of this economic planning system. In other words, man is a little G-God figuring out what all of the rest of the world is going to be doing in the future. So it continues in this article, and it says, in order to exploit this potential, we urgently need international cooperation at all levels and on all factors which impede the full development of the information society.
Right. And when there are blockades, or, you know, when people try to stop the agenda, that's when you get the terrorism.
Exactly. And I can see that very clearly, because they have there's absolutely no room in this plan for haters. There's no room in this plan for protectionists. There's no room in this plan for individualists. This is a collectivist global order. It's a new political and economic order, and it's been coming on us for decades and decades. We'll pick it up right there on the other side of this break, folks. Hope you're enjoying the broadcast. You feel free to call in. We'll try and get those phones working for you. We'll be right back.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products, including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. EngineBrain.com. EngineBrain.com.
Radio X. With your host, Jimmy X.
Sundays at noon on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
And we're back, returning once again in our last segment of this morning's first hour of the broadcast. I've got a clip here that Vicki sent to me, an audio clip. I'm not all up to speed on all of this stuff. But, you know, we're talking about all of this insanity that is involved in at every level of government and finance and whatnot. And this particular woman speaker has a rather interesting take on it. Let's see if I can bring this up and actually make it happen for us. Let's see. Here we go. Let's see if we can get it to go for us. Let's see if we can get it to go for us. Come on, darling. Do your thing. Well, it's not running yet. I'll get it back. We'll play it in the next segment. I'll get it for us. But anyway, it's an interesting little segment. Vicki, this summit meeting here from Germany, Really, inside of this 57-page document, there's so many bullet points, things that we could talk about. But again, he just says this: in view of this challenge, the German government has always placed great emphasis on global cooperation. This is reflected in its active role in the Global Information Society initiative taken by the G7 heads of state and government at the summit meeting in Naples in July of 1994. Now, we're talking 15 years ago, folks. And at the subsequent ministerial meeting in Brussels in 1995, 14 years ago, which launched even 11 pilot projects for the Global Information Society. I'm delighted to present the final report on this work to the public on the occasion of the Cologne G8 meeting, summit meeting, which is being held under the German presidency. And then I'm going to drop down a little bit. It says, with an enhanced exchange of information and experience, the work has raised awareness of potential applications of policy requirements, and the projects have also yielded more tangible results like memorandums of understanding. These are the MOUs. This is like not treaty, but where we agree to agree, and have given an impetus for standardization and the development of new goods and services. And this is all of this, you know, like I say, the cheap Chinese plastic crap, all of these tippy-tappies, this all of the IT stuff, you know, your computers and your routers and your fiber optic cables and all of this, and all of the people who know how to operate, including yourself, Vicky. But this is a whole new deal. You know, this is not making automobiles. This isn't building the Grand Coulee Dam. This is this new global system. This was all put together by a Dr. Werner Mueller, the Federal Minister of Economics and Technology, June of 1999. There's the date. So it continues from there. But a very interesting report to read through, indeed.
Yeah. Well, he put the cover letter on it, but these projects that they came up with, the 11 global information system projects, were decided on by the G8 collectively, because everything is a collective now. And so this was just the publication of what the systems were that they agreed upon. And so many things that are going on in the world, like Codex Alimentarius, for example. I know they've been working on it for a long time, but if you're working on a global system, a single system, then everything has to be defined the same. You know, whatever the formulations are for chocolate has to be the same, or, you know, whatever you define as being think, because I haven't really looked at Codex Alimentarius that much, because I know what they're doing, and that's all I care about. I don't care about, you know, the specifics, but what they're doing is standardizing the definitions of products and medications and food and all kinds of things across the globe, so that there will be a single table of ingredients attached to a label.
I'm trying to follow it. Yeah, I'm pretty trying to do this, get this clip back up, so you just go right ahead.
Yeah, well, it's the specification. I mean, you know, call it the spec table or something. But
well, if we're talking about the list of ingredients, you know, that's something that is important to everybody. The idea of labeling and packaging, all of that comes back in really early in the Food and Drug Administration Act, and the early stuff even as early as the 20s and 30s. A lot of that motion was happening. But again, it all goes towards standardization, and whatever could be standardized in the United States involves import and export. That then becomes the beginning of these new seeds of this global economic world order, where when things are shipped to the United States, for instance, if we use barcodes in all of the at all of the checkout stations in America, then everything that's imported has to be packaged accordingly. So it's this blending internationally, where everything has to be the same. If we're going to import tea from England, if we're going to import cookies, let's say, from Denmark, if we're going to import cocoa products or something from Switzerland, or cheese or something else, all of these labels would have to be uniform. So, you know, there's an intellect behind all of that. There are reasons for all of that. I don't have a principal objection with it, per se. But as far as, you know, what can be in a product, what can't be in a product, what can be sold, what cannot be sold, if we're not allowing the free market to dictate, then we have a controlled economy again. And as we discovered yesterday, when you can control both the means of production and the means of consumption, you have a closed loop system. And from that point forward, it's just straight up, you know, communism.
Actually, though, there really is a very, very serious problem with it. Not everybody knows what's going on. And I'll just use, for example, the definition of chocolate, because that's an easy one to understand. We all understand that there are different qualities of chocolate. But now, that's just within our borders. You know, we understand that there are different qualities of chocolate that you can call chocolate. But now, when you bring in Mexico, their definition of what you can call chocolate is different than ours, and you know, probably of a lesser quality overall. I mean, that's not to say that they don't have good, high quality chocolate in certain areas, but you know, for the mass of the population, what you can call chocolate is probably different than what we call chocolate.
Yeah.
And so you get into those kinds of things. So now you have countries importing products that are labeled chocolate, but they're not chocolate like we think of chocolate, you see? And the thing is, we're blindsided because we have our definition of what chocolate is, and now we're suddenly getting this stuff that's not chocolate. What is it? You know, and so it causes a lot of confusion, and that one is a simple one. You know, when you're talking about the definitions, the standards, the definitions for everything in an entire country, and you really haven't notified the people in the country, you know, you're just letting them be blindsided, it's a very serious problem.
And well, short of just closing off the borders and things like that, you know, to advocate here for it, short of closing off the borders and following a protectionist model, how else would you be able to engage in international exchange, if you will, without some form of uniformity in labeling and packaging?
Well, you can set up a definition of what's uniform, but that doesn't mean that all of the countries in the world are going to follow it. I mean, you know, that's what drives me absolutely nuts about this whole global system. When you think of a corporation, everybody that's working for a corporation, they're all on the same team. And so, you know, they're all working on the same, towards the same goals and stuff. In the world, we are not all on the same team. And we have enemies out there. And this whole global system that they're setting up, what it's doing, it's allowing enemies of the people of the United States to import stuff like that heparin, that contaminated heparin. And it killed people. What they've done, they've opened us up to be murdered, you know.
And hold it right there, folks. Vicki Zyer is coming up. We'll be back on the other side of the top of the hour break with your calls and more. Stay with us for hour number two.
Of the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
You're thirsty. You put the glass under the faucet, turn it on, nothing. No water in your tap, no water in the stores, no water for your children.
Millions of Americans go without water during hurricanes, droughts, and chemical spills. They're forced to wait for government deliveries of bottled water.
But now, you can produce pure drinking water from any source. Ocean water, contaminated well water.
The dirtiest, nastiest, smelliest water.
The secret is U.S. patent-pending sea panels. Technology transfer from the University of Alabama. They use sunlight to distill clean water, one pure H2O molecule at a time. Impervious to bacteria and mold and 100% solar powered.
Simple and affordable, they start at less than $100 and make up to a gallon per day of delicious water per panel.
The more sun you have, the more water you get. 205-246-6492.
Or visit cpanel.com, spelled SEAPanel.com.
cpanel.com.
You are now listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And we've returned once again right here on our November 12th, Thursday, two-hour broadcast to Become Vocal Local as we begin our second hour. We come to you Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network. Always come to you live, oraclebroadcasting.com, the official webpage of this network. Again, my name is William Roberts, certainly that. We're visiting again, as we do on Tuesdays and Thursdays, with Vicki Davis. Vicki's website is www.channelingreality.com. And on the homepage of her website, she's created a Become Vocal Local link. You click on that little button there, and you'll come right up to the documents that we've got spread out on the table before us today. As we're going into the break, Vicki, in the first segment section, folks, if you've just tuned in, we've covered quite a bit of ground. We're talking a little bit about APEC, what's going on over in the Asia-Pacific Economic, what do they call that thing? Is it a commission or it's cooperation? That's confusing because APEC doesn't say it all. It's Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation, but then they always in lowercase g either use group or forum or something like that. But it's happening. It's happening right now. And this is nothing small. If you look at the number of people, the countries that are involved in this, you're looking at the United States, Japan, China, Australia, Brunei, Canada, Chile, Hong Kong, Indonesia, Malaysia, Mexico, New Zealand, Papua New Guinea, the Peru, the Philippines, Russia, Singapore, South Korea, Taiwan, Thailand, and Vietnam. Long list. Big group.
Yeah, and we're supposed to have just open borders, free for all with all of those, and that's really what the whole idea is behind the free trade areas.
And
do you remember who Sam Kinison was?
No, refresh my memory.
He was a comedian, and he used to, as he was talking about things, you know, the illogic of things going on in the in his comedy routine, he would start out talking calmly, but towards the end he would start screaming, you know. The one that sticks in my mind the most is that he was talking about, I don't know if it was Bangladesh or something. Anyway, he said, it's a desert. Food doesn't grow there. You know, move. But that's the way I feel about, you know, this whole global system that they've set up.
Well, there is so much truth to that. You know, you look at the developing countries, you know, and we talk about this special standard of living index, you know, it is enough to make me want to pull my hair out. You know, every time I get another one of these catalogs for the United Nations publications, you know, and they show these things like Bangladesh and whatnot, you know, or this long line of these Ethiopians or something like that, all Nigerians or Zimbabweans, and they're all lined up and they've got their little bowls, you know, and there's a spigot someplace with water. water and there's 200 people and they're all holding their containers. Yeah, but, you know, you got two legs. You walked all this distance, you know, to get over to the water. Why the hell don't you start walking in the opposite direction toward water and get out of that area, you know? So, I don't know. It is ridiculous. Now, you were talking about heparin. There's lots of other stuff that's, you know, sent in, included in products, things that are manufactured in Europe, things that are manufactured in Asia, that's dropped on the United States marketplace, and we become like the guinea pigs in this thing. But it's not certainly not limited to us. I mean, they're having some tremendous problems in the Ukraine. I wasn't able to find much on that this morning, today. But when we come back down to, you know, uniform packaging and uniform labeling and things like that, I think there are pros and cons in it, but the deception is quite the art. There's something amiss when we lose that moral caliber expressed in the pursuit of happiness. We lose that moral caliber. We don't have the beneficence. We don't have that altruistic and humanitarian outlook. We just become wicked demons of profit. We'll be back with more of that and other things on the other side of this break, folks. Stay with us. Lots more to come.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. EngineBrain.com. EngineBrain.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we're back on our Thursday, November the 12th, 2009, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. As we're going into the second hour of today's broadcast, we come to you Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Been trying to get this little sound clip to play. Let's see if we can get it this time. If we can, this is by Erin Rick, the woman that is speaking. She is labeled as a feminist and a sociologist, and her title of this five-minute clip is Did Positive Thinking Crash the U.S. Economy? Let's see if we can get it to play.
Fora TV, the world is thinking.
And I'll take a hard line here. Delusion is always dangerous. And the big example I would give of that is the 08 financial meltdown. There are many things that fed into that. I'm not going, obviously, into a whole analysis of the economics and the different weird, exotic financial instruments and so on. But, you know, many, many people got way over their heads in debt, ordinary people. And in what frame of mind do you assume large amounts of debt? Well, a positive frame of mind. You think that you're not going to get sick, your car is not going to break down, you're not going to lose your job, and you're going to be able to pay it off. And if your pastor is in addition saying, as Joel Osteen has said many times, God wants you to have a larger house, and you know, could never before qualify for a mortgage, and somebody comes along and says, boy, do I have the mortgage for you, it seems like God has reached down to help you with that. Mostly, though, I blame the top levels of a corporate culture which by the middle of this decade was completely in a bubble of mandatory optimism and positive thinking. Countrywide mortgage, for example, which arguably, you know, set off the whole subprime crisis, has been described by a former vice president as having a cult-like atmosphere, a culture of high fives and woo-woos, or whatever. I can't do that noise right, you know, the woo sound. But the other thing that I found is that people who raised questions were eliminated or told to shut up. There are so many examples of this. You could not voice negativity in the workplace, including in the finance industry. My favorite example, and there are many of them, is the man who ran the real estate division of Lehman Brothers in 2006, went to the CEO of Lehman Brothers and said, I think this housing thing is a bubble, and we better adapt our business plan accordingly. For that, he was fired, because that was negative thinking. You don't want that around. Nobody could see it coming except for, you know, a half dozen people or so, economists, but mostly corporate America had gone into this bubble of denial where the only bad things could never happen. The other problem with positive thinking is I think it's cruel, just plain cruel. Finally, some people in the cancer care business, for example, oncology nurses are beginning to speak out against this pressure on patients to be positive, saying it's just another burden. It's like saying in addition to your disease, you've got this thing wrong in your head, which you've got to work on. It's also cruel, totally cruel, to the victims of other misfortunes or awful disasters. When the tsunami of 2006 happened, the author of The Secret was asked to explain it, and her comment was essentially that the people, the victims of the tsunami, must have been sending out tsunami-like vibrations into the universe. Because nothing happens to you unless you have attracted it to yourself. I'm very upset when it's applied to people who are poor or having economic hard times, and so many people are now. And, you know, I see them quoted, you know, people quoted all the time who have been searching for jobs for months and months in the last year and will say things like, I'm trying so hard to keep positive. And I want to say, Don't bother trying that. You deserve to be angry. You deserve to ask questions about what kind of economy this is that cannot use the talents and the experience and the skills of so many people. It just tosses them away. Now, I have my own very radical alternative to positive thinking. It is not negative thinking, because I think negative thinking can be just as delusional. I mean, you can delude yourself into thinking that everything you do is going to fail and or make you miserable. The alternative is realism. Trying to see the world not colored by either our wishes or our fears, and understand what is really happening so we can do something about it.
Amen to that.
Yeah, amen.
Great clip. I'm so glad you shared that with me. And that is so true. You know, we get all caught up in this positive thinking. And folks, dear listeners, I'm a former distributor for Success Motivation Institute, Paul J. Meyer out of Waco, Texas. I've taught positive mental attitude. I've sold the products into existence. I've gone around and given presentations. One of the ones that I did was in front of the National Association of Professional Saleswomen. I was presented and announced to the audience, introduced to the audience as the man that could sell refrigerators to the Eskimos. This whole thing is out there. But when we talk about politics, when we talk about world events, at that point, I become a political realist, because you cannot affirm away the problems that we have today. You cannot goal set away the problems that we have today. You can't visualize away the problems that we're faced with today. We're going to need to adopt a heaping, helping, a big measure of political and social realism at this time. And I agree with the woman there. Let's bring up Lark, who's calling from Texas. Lark from Texas, good morning. Are you there, Lark? I know your phone works. My phone is working, but I can't hear you. I cannot hear you, Lark. Something is wrong with our phone board today, folks, and I apologize to our three callers for not being able to get their calls on air. So you can hear me, Lark, but I'm going to have to hang up on you because I cannot hear anything from your end. I don't know what is the problem. Thanks for calling in. Okay, back to you, Vicki. Interesting clip. Your take on that.
Well, what she was talking about is also part of the strategy war in the context of everything else. During the 1990s, there were a couple of management philosophies that all the corporations implemented, and they were called Total Quality Management, TQM, and GE had one, I think it was called Six Sigma. And basically, what the idea was is to think positively, think collectively, act as a group, a collective, don't be negative, and they leveled hierarchies of management to put everybody on the same level, and so that everybody could be an analyst for the cycle of continuous improvement.
Okay. Well, we'll pick it up right there on the other side. Good stuff. I'll try Lark from Dallas one more time during the break.
3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth. No other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
You're thirsty. You put the glass under the faucet, turn it on, nothing. No water in your tap, no water in the stores, no water for your children.
Millions of Americans go without water during hurricanes, droughts, and chemical spills. They are forced to wait for government deliveries of bottled water.
But now, you can produce pure drinking water from any source. Ocean water, contaminated well water.
The dirtiest, nastiest, smelliest water.
The secret is U.S. patent-pending sea panels. Technology transfer from the University of Alabama. They use sunlight to distill clean water, one pure H2O molecule at a time. Impervious to bacteria and mold and 100% solar powered.
Simple and affordable, they start at less than $100 and make up to a gallon per day of delicious water per panel.
The more sun you have, the more water you get. 205-246-6492.
Or visit cpanel.com, spelled S-E-A-panel.com.
cpanel.com.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
The Animal Farm Radio Show.
Now they're bleaching bread to look like multigrain, so you have to brown.
Get your ugly white ass out. Weeknights from 5 to 7 p.m. Central.
And we have returned once again, and I apologize to our callers. We've had three callers call in today, and I haven't been able to get you up on air. We just flat out can't hear your voice. But if I had, you know, if there was anything I could do with a screwdriver or a 5-pound sledge, I'd do it. But unfortunately, that's the limitations of my ability. This is all self-produced radio. When the automation runs perfectly, everything works perfectly. And on days when it's on vacation, well, it's on vacation. Back to you, Vicki. Let's continue with the thread that you'd begun before the break.
Well, with the total quality management and Six Sigma, basically, the main idea of what they were doing was what that woman, Barbara Ehrlich, I think her name is, was talking about, which is that to eliminate the naysayers, and of course the naysayers are the people with expertise. You know, when you bring in, when you level an organization and you decide that your strategy is going to be the collective, where the least experienced person's voice and vote means has equal standing with an expert, that's when the real experts say, hey, wait a minute, this is not going to work out. And that's why they did get rid of experts, and it wasn't just in the IT industry. It was pretty much across the board because all corporations were implementing this. And one of the most ridiculous, absurd things that I ever read was about a meeting, a TQM session over in a company in South Africa where they had their IT people in a room, and they had them with drums, and they were supposed to hit the drums in a synchronistic beat, you know, boom, 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 close your eyes and feel the beat. And, you know, as an IT professional, I'm reading this and I'm thinking these people are just out of their mind. But in hindsight, what became more important is that people adopt the process, the collectivization process, the egalitarian process where there are no No superstars, no leaders. Everybody is a leader, and everybody participates equally.
And everyone can win.
Yeah. Oh, well.
You know, this is something that I've seen in the local newspapers in regards to local sports. You know, this is not necessarily like the high school football team, but this is some kind of a participation program that young people can get involved in, where everyone can play, everyone can say, and everyone can win. And I really does send the wrong message, the very same message that Barbara was talking about. When you're dealing with trying to wrestle with some kind of a terminal illness, the last thing you need to have is somebody telling you about keeping a positive mental attitude. But the idea of bringing down, now you sent another, I'm trying to think whether it be in my email basket, if I went and looked at it, a link that had to do with how the government was a coup. What was that link that you sent? And there were some 150 or 170,000 people that were just given their walking papers, and then there was no criteria or disclosure of who they were replaced with. You remember that link you sent just over the weekend, I think, or over this week? I think I could probably find it.
Was it in that follow the systems and you'll find the money and the perpetrators? When they redesigned our government, they let a lot of people go and replaced them with contractors and computer systems. But the computer systems, a lot of them didn't work, you know. And I kind of think that that also was strategic. Some of them worked and some of them did not. And
this is the one that you sent me. It was about the senior executive service. The Office of Personnel Management, the OPM, was also a key player in the reinvention of government, and they would have been integral to the selection process for the chief information officers and staff of the reinvention project. I'm wondering also, you're right, if it is the OPM that coordinates background checks for government employees, it would seem likely so. And then you have the congressional testimony from Donald Rumsfeld. Over the last 7 years, there's been a reinventing government initiative where several hundred thousand federal civilian employees were dismissed. They retired, whatever, downsized. Almost all of that was in the Department of Defense. Many of those positions have not been replaced, and we don't have the people coming in that have the skills that are necessary, particularly in the terms of technology. So this reinvention of government, the downsizing of government, hundreds of thousands of people out of work all across the whole spectrum, and no rehiring going on. Here's right out of the news today. Santa Clara, California-based company, Applied Materials, Inc., the world's biggest maker of chip equipment, is among the companies that's still reducing their costs on concern the economic recovery will be slow, and they're going to cut as many as 1,500 jobs. And it continues. It says, the economy is likely to experience a less than robust recovery and remains vulnerable to shocks as households rebuild savings and unemployment possibly remains high for several years to come, the Federal Reserve Bank of San Francisco President Janet Yellen said during a speech on the November the 10th. And what that is, this less than robust recovery and these shocks and bumps, this is directly out of the AIPAC meeting, where we find similar discussion coming from them. Let's see, I've got a couple of places here. If I can find it, we're committed to freedom. No, that's not it. I'll have to find it in this particular article. But what they're talking about as well is that they're not looking for anything quick to happen, and that it's going to be a bumpy process. And I think that was said by Hu Jintao, I believe, or it could have been someone else at there. But here's another one in this. And the Singapore Prime Minister said on November the 3rd that next year's target is not likely to be met. The finance ministers reaffirmed their commitment to the achievement of the Bogar goals by the timelines that they'd already set. We want to encourage governments to simplify procedures, reduce the time of approvals, help make sure that 10 years from now we'll have more companies like Google, IBM, and Microsoft, said Jack Ma, the chairman of the Alibaba.com Limited, China's biggest online commerce site, and so on. Lots of stuff in these articles. but they are all aimed at this idea of leveling down the playing field among the workers. And that's a problem because, as we've gone through, Vicki, in the past in regards to the medical care, where you've talked about this idea of telemedicine, you might have everybody all around the world, basically, one person here and one person there that actually have any real knowledge. Everybody else is working off of decision trees, and God help you if you can never get through to the real expert.
Well, the whole thing is so insane, it's really kind of difficult to talk about. But they didn't do their Gantt chart or their PERT chart, the one that helps you do your timing. They destroyed our economy without considering how long it takes to rebuild it, you know. And I watched a hearing this morning where one woman that was testifying, I love the way that she put this. She was talking about the rebuilding and, you know, climate change and all of that. She said premature obsolescence of capital stock was a problem. But, well, what she's talking about is destroying our infrastructure, which is perfectly good infrastructure, but it's not green infrastructure.
Right.
And when you consider that whole, that in the context of our whole economy, there's no money because they destroyed our economy.
And they did it intentionally. Folks, we'll be right back on the other side of this break. We can't take your calls today. I'm afraid the phone bridge is broken, but we'll be back in three.
You are now listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower, and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. Enginebrain.com. Enginebrain.com.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we've returned once again, and unfortunately, yes, we can't take your calls today. I'm sorry, audience, we always love to get your calls, especially on Tuesday and Thursday when we've got Vicki with us, but unfortunately, the telephone's not working. Just stick with us, though. I feel sometimes, Vicki, when I'm on air with you, like I'm a circus pony. I'm trying to get her all the way around the ring here, but there's so many interesting places to stop and to sniff and to scratch that I just don't get around the ring. Let's go through this a little bit more. I'm still working on one document, this 57-page PDF thing. And here in the table of contents, it's very revealing. It lists out the Global Inventory Project, the Global Interoperability for Broadband Networks, the Transcultural Education and Training for Language Learning, Electronic Libraries, Multimedia Access to World Cultural Heritage, Environment and Natural Resources Management, Global Emergency Management Information Network Initiatives, the Global Healthcare Applications, and Government Online. Then there's two more, Global Marketplace for Small and Medium Enterprises, and the Maritime Information Society. Folks, 57 pages of planning here that gives you a window into just where these people are taking us in this process. And, of course, there's memorandums of understanding that have been signed into lead us down this road. This is at the first page here, the G8 Global Information Society Pilot Project's final report. The Information Society is developing at a rapid pace. It's changing the way business is done in the private and public sectors, and is having a real impact on the lives of the citizens. I'll say so. The Global Information Society Information Initiative, taken by the G7 heads of state and government at a summit meeting in Naples in July of 1994, and the subsequent ministerial meetings in Brussels in 1995, with the launching of 11 pilot projects, has catalyzed thinking and action for the Information Society in areas such as commerce, culture, education, the environment, health, and public administration. It has encouraged the public and private sectors to work together and has led to new common platforms and networks for cooperation involving industrialized and developing countries. It has stimulated the creation of markets for new products and services. A number of technical and other obstacles have been identified related to the implementation of practical applications, and in some cases, work will continue through collaboration in the appropriate international fora. And of course, that was a Fora TV clip that we heard. So this is huge. It's really interesting, but it's huge in its scope to even think such a thing, to think that they could change the world by sitting around a round table, but yet they have.
Right. Well, to think that you could hook up computer systems across countries and still remain an independent, sovereign country. The people who were doing it at the working level, the level that I worked at, they knew better. They absolutely knew. And the people above them knew. The people that I think, you know, may not have understood that were the politicians, a lot of the politicians. You know, they somehow thought that we could integrate our computer systems and still remain independent and sovereign. But that's like saying, you know, you're going to get married, but you're still going to remain independent and sovereign. It doesn't happen.
Exactly.
You know, when you get married, you're merging, and everything merges, and you're no longer independent and sovereign.
Absolutely right. And, you know, yes, and as you're sitting there, you know, doing your IT work years ago, I was sitting there in my engineering office, the surveying department, working on plat designs, you know, subdivisions, folks. And one of the things that really started to key me into this transition, into this new green world that we were moving, was the addition of native growth protection easements, folks, on your property. Now, you wouldn't think that would be a big deal. But being at the level that I was at, I read the documents. I read the legal work, the actual easements, the verbiage of the easements, and it seemed to me, Vicki, that it was like an impossibility. It was an impossible dream to have a native growth protection easement, let's say, across the back half of somebody's property, which would bar them from ever going into the easement. They couldn't run a mower in there. They couldn't go in and cut up a tree that had fallen down and use it for firewood in their fireplace or in their wood stove. They wouldn't be, if they had something, that a tree in their own yard that fell into the native growth protection easement, they would actually have to just saw it off at the point where it went into their easement and leave the branches all up there. What a mess. If there was, you know, some kind of a garbage that got dumped in there, you can't go in there. It's a native growth protection easement, and it's on your property. You're taxed for it, but you can't access it. And I just thought to myself, well, yeah, initially, the first year or two, that's going to look really nice. But in 40 years, in 50 years, in 60 years, land is permanent when you divide land like this. What's going to happen down the line? When it gets all overgrown, yes, today there are 2 and 3 inch diameter or caliper plants and trees growing in there. But what happens when they start towering up and they get huge? What a mess it's going to be right in somebody's backyard. And by law, they're prohibited from getting involved in it. So that was a clue to me.
Well, that all goes back to the strategies of war. If you, take a look at it from the standpoint of there's a war on the American people, which means there's a war on our way of life. Property ownership is one of the aspects of our lives. And under a communist collectivist system, they don't want private property ownership. And the incremental ways that they've gone about cannibalizing your right to use your property or to manage your property has been incremental and subtle. But it's all towards the goal of eliminating property rights.
And that property right is not just the ground that we walk on, folks, but it's a beginning of this relationship between us and the government, the collectivization of land holding, if you will. But then now we can see, it's been almost 20 years later, how this is now related out to our physical body, which is our chief most property of all, where we could have someone knock, knock, knock on the door and insist that we roll up our sleeve and take an injection. Or we have something even more egregious coming down from Washington saying that thou shalt carry this particular kind of a health insurance, and that you will have this kind of a program, and that because of who you are and your status, you're going to get certain kinds of treatments and things like that. So all of this stuff, it's incrementalism. Certainly Fabian socialism was all about that and still is. But these things are put together now inside of this umbrella of the interoperable communication system. And here's some more off of this paper. I mean, we could just, you know, we have basically spent the whole time trying to get to it. But the pilot projects had a number of key objectives. And folks, you can find this on page 4 of the 57-page document. There's just some bullet points. Number one, it was to support the goal of international consensus on common principles governing the need of access to networks and applications and their interoperability. Again, it's an international consensus on common principles, which you could just basically, Vicki, write up as the Universal Declaration of Human Rights. Might apply to this computer network. Establish the groundwork for productive forms of cooperation among G7 partners in order to create a critical mass to address this global issue. This is the idea of the crisis theory. Create an opportunity for information exchange leading toward the further development of the information society. And again, folks, out of Agenda 21, Chapter 7.59, we find the words promotion of the culture of safety or the development of the safety cult. Well, here they're talking about the further development of this information society, a whole new social group or a social strata. It says, identify and select the projects of an exemplary nature which have tangible and clearly understandable social, economic, and cultural benefits which demonstrate to the public the potential of the information society. That's a curious phrase. You see how that's worded? It demonstrates to the public the potential for the information. This is propaganda. Develop, identify, and select projects which demonstrate. These are demonstration projects. And I don't know about you, Vicki, but in my research, I've come up with lots of these demonstration projects all over the place. Here locally in Neosho, Missouri, they've erected a windmill, a wind turbine, a generator, electrical generator driven by the wind. And, you know, we get wind here from time to time, but it took almost a year to get the thing built. Now that it's up, every time I go into town, those blades are never turning. It's a demonstration, all right. It's a demonstration that it might be a good idea, but it don't work here. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Thirsty. You put the glass under the faucet, turn it on, nothing. No water in your tap, no water in the stores, no water for your children.
Millions of Americans go without water during hurricanes, droughts, and chemical spills. They're forced to wait for government deliveries of bottled water.
But now, you can produce pure drinking water from any source. Ocean water, contaminated well water.
The dirtiest, nastiest, smelliest water.
The secret is U.S. patent pending sea panels. Technology transfer from the University of Alabama. They use sunlight to distill clean water, one pure H2O molecule at a time. Impervious to bacteria and mold and 100% solar powered.
Simple and affordable, they start at less than $100 and make up to a gallon per day of delicious water per panel.
The more sun you have, the more water you get. 205-246-6492.
Or visit cpanel.com, spelled S-E-A-panel.com.
cpanel.com.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hi, this is Mike Chambers. Join me live weekdays for Mike Chambers Live from 11 to 3 p.m. Central Time here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
And we returned once again, and boy, these 2 hours have just swept by, Vicki, and I want to thank you again for coming and joining us here on Become Vocal Local, as you do on Tuesdays and Thursdays, and putting this information up on the website so that folks can look at it Maybe they can take the time necessary over the weekend to read through some of these documents and get a better understanding of it. I'm certainly going to continue reading through them. But before the broadcast ends, just kind of sum up and give us an idea of these documents. Why are they important to us?
Well, the point I was trying to make with all of this is that I pieced together this whole story by following the systems. Once I determined that computer systems were one of the main core issues in 9/11, plus outsourcing what it was doing to our economy, and I got a whiff of the computer systems. Everything that I've researched, it doesn't make any difference whether it's the North American Union or the economy, everything goes back to these global systems, and it's causing the loss of our sovereignty, and all of the programs that they're trying to implement in our country that further take us further down the path to global communism. You can find reason for in the what they're doing by understanding what they're doing at the very high level. Like, for example, you were talking about property and the easements. Well, I have a story on my website somewhere about a heritage area. They wanted to declare the Magic Valley, which is where I'm living, as a heritage area. And, you know, declaring any area something as with a fanciful name like heritage area, that indicates that it's some kind of special area. Well, this really is not a special area. It's just a nice little rural community. But I suspect that what they're doing with the title of the heritage area is they're putting a federal manager over the property. And that is the ultimate goal, is to have all property under management, because they have a global resources management system.
Exactly.
And so, you know, it all logically ties together once you have that basis of understanding.
Absolutely. It is, it's not diabolical, I guess, from the standpoint of a planned economy, the Soviets, the regionalism, all of that. It makes perfect sense to the collectivist, the communist, if you will. But communism doesn't resolve itself down into the victory of the proletariat. The communism resolves itself down into the concentration of all power and all wealth in the hands of very, very, very few people, and leaves the rest of the people, the indigenous populations, if you will, in the lurch. They're dependent upon standing in lines to get whatever it is that they were going to get. Some people in Eastern Germany really liked communism. They liked being able to turn off their thinker and just be stinkers and stand in line. Some people liked the idea of the nanny state. There's always a big teat in the sky, and you just have to go and suckle whenever you need nourishment. They like that idea. They like a guaranteed job, jobs for everyone. Everyone will have the equal opportunity to work. It brings in, again, as I mentioned earlier, I went to, during the break, Vicki, and found this article. It's actually an advertisement, an eighth-page ad, pretty big, expensive ad in our local newspaper. But this is by the Upward Unlimited, a nonprofit ministry is how they style it. Of course, there would be something here that maybe is supposed to be religious. But it says, basketball and cheerleading. Every child plays. Every child learns. Every child is a winner. What's wrong with that picture in the global collective?
Well, it's the what they're doing is training the children that we're all equal. And the fact is, we are not all equal.
That's exactly right.
We might be equal under the law. We should be equal under the law. But we are not all equal in talents and abilities. And that's just a fact. And if people can't deal with reality, the reality of the situation, then we are doomed to have this communist system.
Well, this is what Barbara's clip was, you know, really pointed towards for me. You know, there is a point where you have to just embrace realism. There are things that you can do mentally. There are things you can do spiritually, let's say, to alter the quality of your life, let's say. Certainly, if you fail to plan, you're going to plan to fail. That's the old statement. There's a lot of goal setting and planning and management and tracking and monitoring that are necessary for a businessman to stay in business and to win out as a competitor. But there are no businesses that are too big to fail. There are no people that are free in their entire life from failures. Stuff happens, as they say. You might turn out of your driveway one day and run right into the path of an oncoming UPS truck or something. You know, things happen. To think that it's going to be any other way than that is an illusion. Positive mental attitude isn't going to get you out of that. Your prayer life isn't necessarily going to get you out of that. The idea that everyone can play and everyone learns and everyone's a winner is this social justice program that just doesn't cut the mustard. There's a difference between equal justice and social justice. So there's a lot to that. But certainly the idea of promoting this system, they talk about adding value for the development of the information society. This is this value-added stuff that we hear about all the time from the change agents, building or being relevant to the citizen, stimulating cooperation, encouraging open access, bringing in other countries, the great umbrella. All of this stuff works together, and this, folks, has been in the process now, in the hopper, for well over 10 years. All of this stuff works together as a propaganda program to get people to pay for the very chain that's going to be used to enslave them inside of this IT grid.
Right. Well, and the thing is that people that are still working, and if they look at the people who are unemployed and say, well, you're just a bum because you're not working, what they aren't understanding is that it's just a matter of time until they're the bum that just isn't working. Because this system is egalitarian. And in order, we're just in the transition phase. There's still a lot of people working in private enterprise, but their days of working, and even in a lot of businesses, it's questionable as to whether it really is private enterprise. If you're working for a large corporation like Lockheed, I'm sorry, but you're sucking on the government teat, you know, because you're doing government contracts. So don't think that it's private enterprise, because your main customer is government. And so, therefore, by extension, you're a government employee, just not on their payroll.
And it rolls all the way out. You know, you can take it to the lady that slings hash at the local cafe, your hairdresser, your babysitters, the guy that washes your car or changes the oil. If your income is what is driving the local economy and you're getting all of your income from a government contract, you've got a government contract town going. I can think of several of them that I've driven through, some that I wouldn't even mind living in, but they're all based upon a government check or a government source of financing, and that's bad news. This is big-time bad news, because you take away that tax base, you take away the productivity of the workers, those jobs evaporate, and you've got another, you know, Detroit on your hands.
Right. Well, we're at the tipping point, you know. You can't have a mixed economy where part of it is centrally planned and part of it isn't. It's going to go one way or the other.
And I would say that even goes into, you know, the idea of a mixed cultural area. This multiculturalism works the same way. You're not going to have the America that we grew up in if you have 20 or 30 other different peoples from all around the world living in enclaves that are being encouraged to keep their own cultural identity. I mean, that doesn't work either.
Well, it's just kind of like insanity all around. The whole public policy, everything that's going on in this country doesn't make logical sense.
It certainly does. We're all out of time, folks. We're going to be back again on Tuesday with Vicki. I'll be back again tomorrow for another round. Thanks for listening. Good day.
One state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. Enginebrain.com. Enginebrain.com.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
You are now listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.